I would say that doubting is a part of every Christian's journey. If it's not, I don't think you're being honest with yourself.
If you've watched the news at all during the first couple weeks of August, then you'll remember that there was rising tension within the alt-right. These demonstrators caused outrage across the nation by using obscene language to describe minorities, homosexuals, and people of other faiths. However, the demonstrators didn't think that they were doing anything wrong. They believed that they were carrying out God's will, because that's how they interpreted the Bible. And that got me thinking, does the Bible actually tolerate this kind of violence? So, I headed down to Northview where I talked to youth pastor Zach about what his views are towards this controversial topic.
There's no place for kind of the divisiveness that I think I see in a lot of places. We're people who believe that everyone is made in the image of God. You can't murder somebody if they're because they're made in the image of God, just like you are.
As our conversation started getting deeper, I kept thinking back to Charlottesville. I got the impression that not all Christians are tolerant towards other faiths. And because Northview is a non-denominational church, I was wondering how Zach felt about the diversity in the country.
We're called to love God and love our neighbor. And that means our Hindu neighbor, that means our Muslim neighbor, our Buddhist neighbor, our Jewish neighbor, our atheist neighbor. That's just at the very heart of who we are. And so Christians should be, I think, the trendsetters, the absolute exemplars of loving our neighbors well. Just because we have the best resources doesn't mean that we need to act as lone rangers. We need to actually probably be leading the charge in finding crossover between the faiths, and I think we can coexist. It's just going to start with a lot of humility and empathy. By the way, I think those are probably the two biggest things that are lacking right now in our society is humility and empathy. It's the unwillingness to admit when we're wrong, and it's just the absolute unwillingness to try to put ourselves in the shoes of somebody else. And that's a lethal combo in that wrong direction.
In a 2014 survey conducted on adult citizens in the United States, 22.8% consider themselves to be non-religious or atheist. This is a growing percentage compared to just 10 years ago. And after doing some research, I found that more and more millennials are frustrated with the church, so they decide to walk away from it.
I think if somebody's view of Christianity is, hey, if I become a Christian, if I believe in God and I try to be a good person, all my problems will go away. And nothing bad will ever happen to me, and God will protect me from all these evil things, and like I'll make lots of money, and I'll never get sick, and like the moment that I just think people go into it and they kind of make these ultimatums with God, like, all right, I'll do this if you don't let anything bad, you know, if my life becomes super easy and convenient and comfortable. And honestly, like, that's not being a Christian, that's just being an American. Like, we just want comfort and convenience, and like we try to put that into Christianity, and Christianity says if you want to, you know, live for Christ, you must deny yourself. That means like you basically say no to everything you want and say yes to everything that God wants. That's so countercultural to everything that I think that the United States is about. Like, we're a very consumeristic society and we want to please ourselves and only that. And, you know, the Christianity saying we're called to praise, you know, please God and praise Him and submit to Him and actually die to what we want. So I think if people have this preconceived notion of like that's what Christianity is going to be and then it doesn't turn out that way, we're like, well, this is bull crap. I'm walking away. Like, I don't want any part of this. And that probably wasn't a true form of Christianity. But I think that's one reason. There are other things that I think are more serious than that. I go back to if they've been hurt by a Christian or someone of influence and maybe they felt that God, you know, maybe they prayed for something and they didn't feel like God answered their prayer. I think that could be something that, you know, my grandmother had cancer and we prayed for her and God didn't make her better. Well, maybe God doesn't exist.
At the end of the day, most Christians, including Zach, do believe in loving thy neighbor, and they are understanding of others' decisions. As a Christian, you should strive for peace and love. This is something that is achievable only if we all work towards it. This has been Xavier Coca. More podcasts like this can be found at whje.com.